Al-Khawarij, it was one of, if it's not, the first sect appear in Islam. The first sect appear in Islam. It is the first movement really deserved to be called Firqah. Firqah. It was the first movement in Islam who deserved this name, Firqah. And you remember, we said Firqah, it means the group who separated themselves from the Muslims. Separated themselves from the Muslims based on some ideologies or principle they invented. Those people separated themselves from the Muslimin, and that when they separated themselves from Ali radiallahu anh and Muawiyah and all the Muslims in that time, and they gathered in one place, as you will see, and they had certain principles, certain ideologies, certain fundamental belief, different than what the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the scholars that they used to believe. After that, they completed their separation by fighting and killing the Muslim. To say it clearly, we are something different than you. You see these, or this group, the root of this group go all the way to the story which as I told you about, the Khuwaisira al-Yamani, when he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, or Ya Rasulallah, be just. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is going to be just if I'm not just? Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that from this man, or this man will have a people similar to him, or from him, will be the Khawarij, basically. You remember the Hadith. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam times, this group, the root go all the way to that time. And Abu Sa'id, the narrator, he said, I witness that this group, which is Khawarij, which Ali radiallahu anhu fought in Harawra, they are the same group the Prophet ﷺ prescribed when this incident happened with that Yemeni guy, the Khuwaisira. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that this sect, this group, will remain in the Ummah, it will remain in Ummah Muhammad until the greatest liar, which is a Dajjal, will come. And Isa alayhi salam will kill him. Most of the followers of a Dajjal, they will be among, the followers of a Dajjal, among them, Al-Khawarij. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في الصحيح يعني مسلم قال حتى يزالون يخرجون فيكم حتى يخرج الدجال في عراضهم. These groups they will still existence in the ummah, in the nations, until the Dajjal, they call it the Antichrist, but I said it, Dajjal, everybody knows the Dajjal will appear with them, who will be with them, or they will be with the Dajjal. So this firqah, or this group, her existence, as you see by the Prophet ﷺ statement, is there. It existed in the past, it was there, it's still today, her existence, and it's going to be in the future. It's going to be also in the future. Therefore, the Muslims should be aware of this sect, know what's their ideologies, what's their ideas, what's their belief, what is their sign. Even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give them certain sign, such as he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about them, they will be, those people will fight the believers, and they will not fight the kuffar, the disbelievers. يقاتلون أهل الإسلام ويدعون أهل الأوثان. These groups, you will see them fighting Ahlul Islam, the Muslims, but they will not ever fight the kuffar. The kuffar will be saved from them. But the mu'min will not be saved from them. They always talk or fight them. Also, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سِيمَاهُمُ التَّحْلِيقِ سِيمَاهُمُ التَّحْلِيقِ. One of their signs that they shave their head, shave their hair a lot. Their hair a lot. يعني they will always be shaved. يعني they shave their head. And therefore, so many scholars said, it's not allowed for the person just to keep shaving his head all the time for no reasons. Because in this case, he imitating the kuffar, imitating the khawarij, this group, that it is not allowed for a person to imitate such deviant sect. That's what Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said. Even though some scholars said it's not forbidden or it's not haram to shave your head all the time, because they said, even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is a sign of the khawarij, it doesn't mean we cannot do it. That's what Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah said. He said it is like what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said about them, they read the Quran a lot, or they praise a lot, or they fast. It means we cannot fast a lot, we cannot praise a lot, we cannot read the Quran a lot. He said also, he said they shave their heads a lot. So he said it all come in one hadith, so doesn't mean that. And he refuted what Imam Ahmad said. But in fact, that's not true, quite true what he said. He misunderstand what the Imam Ahmad rahimahullah meant and what the Prophet said. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see ma humu tahliq. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there is a special sign that they always shave their head. They always, but salat and zakah, as salah, suyam, reading Quran, something recommended by the ahadith and the ayat. They try to act as a worshiper, but shaving heads all the time, it's not from the sunnah, it's not from the Quran. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the way they use. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he didn't say shaving your head once is haram. No, he said if somebody will never ever allow his hair to grow, that person, he is looks like the Khawarij. Because this is the way the Khawarij do. They will never allow their hair to grow at all. So if somebody do like this, he's imitating them and it's not allowed in this case. Anyway, going back to the subject. So these groups, regardless what is their names, because we always would love to know what's the ideas of these groups, what makes them evil, what's make them out of the method, the path of the people of truth, what's take them out of the circle of sunnah. Because as you know, not the name, it is what is inside the name. What this group believes, it is the dangerous. But no problem, it doesn't harm to know what's their names. They have so many names in history. The most famous name is Al-Khawarij. Al-Khawarij means أَمَأْخُوذَ مِنْ الْخُرُوجِ. Kharaja, it means he got out. When you get out of something, it means kharaja.